really will be. I think the statement's worth it. You make the statement now. You hear it?
Mr. Bundy on 9-0.
If you make that statement now, you've laid a basis for action, no matter what happens. I don't think you've got a basis for action now outside of protecting those nationals. That's the only thing you've got, and that's damn slim.
And they say, says, get better or get right out of it.
I know it. That's your problem.
Yes. Rusk and asked him to speed up a judgment. Tom Mann is trying to get in by foot to talk to Bunker, but it will take a little longer. I've talked to McNamara, and I've talked to consulted my own feelings about it again. I must say I don't see why we have to go in the next 15 minutes, and neither does Bob.
All right, I just want to go the next 15 days, then.
Don't worry, Mr. President.
Put down your memory. We started at 11, and we've tried all day long with all the facilities we have, and if the President can't say something that he believes in the OAS going in, and their statesmanship, it's a hell of a government, I think.
Mr. President, the only problem is whether we're going to get the thing to backfire on you, that's all.
I don't think we've got a chance in God's world to get it done. I don't believe that you can get it through Tom Mann and Rusk and Ball
yes,
and Bunker and Harriman if you have to locate him. I just don't believe it's possible. But we'll wait.
I'll lay you a side bet. We'll have you a statement before we close for business tonight. Close business this evening, and it'll be on.
They're closing it up over there at 6. They tell me that if we don't get before 6, the network people.
Well, Mr. President, you've got all of Saturday and all of Sunday, and the question of whether you say this in the next 30 minutes, Bill is here. I doubt if he'd think that was urgent. I'm no expert on public opinion, but the point is not whether you say it now, but whether the country knows over the weekend that you've said it.
Mac, I think...
You know much better than I on that, of course.
I'll tell you what I think. I think while we were talking yesterday, we ought to have been acting. I think we ought to have been doing yesterday what we did today. I think we finally got some people doing something today. I think they're going to have that island in another 24 hours. I think we've got no basis for any action. I think this statement is a predicate and kind of put your hand up your dress. Morris has just made his speech. He compliments us, but he said our only basis for action is to keep the communists from taking over. We won't even admit that there's anybody down there, that there is any conspiracy. We've run under the table, and we've hid, and we've told them nothing. We just say we had an hour of meeting this morning to talk about OAS. And I know that when we go all day in a hot situation like this without saying anything, and then we wait till late in the evening until they act, I know that we're going to look like we're just a bunch of intervenors. And we're not peacemakers at all, and
the statement is not a very peaceful statement, Mr. President. The statement, in fact, goes that the paragraph that worries McNamara and worries me is the one at the bottom of page 1 and the top of page 2.
Well, record for you what worries McNamara.
Yeah.
I have talked to him twice about it. After you told me that he didn't agree before, I called him back.
Yeah.
And Bell's presence, it worried Bell. It's got everybody worried now because we say people trained outside. That met his question clearly, he told me. He said he didn't think it was great importance one way or the other, but he did not agree with Bill that it ought to be in there. So I'm talking to these people myself.
I understand that.
Same thing to me that they're saying to you.
That's apparent. It's apparent. My own feeling about it is that you can... hint to these things a lot more strongly by sticking to our existing position. Incidentally, I ought to tell you that Goodpaster is back from his talk with Eisenhower. Eisenhower exactly approves what you've done, has various military suggestions which are being passed on to Wheeler, all of which make sense, which I'll get you a memo on, and says that he thinks the hard decision was putting the troops in and that the rest of it is, in that sense, he thinks, a downhill slope. He just thinks that you've done the toughest single thing.
What does he think we have to do, though?
He thinks you have to see it through.
Well, what does that mean? Does that mean that you just keep the troops there and start fighting, or what?
No, sir. I think it means that he's not in any position to judge, and he didn't say to Goodpaster. He thinks it's very important to keep some semblance of our side in business, and we do too, and Goodpaster told him so, and he had some specific recommendations on that. He thinks it's very important to put out a propaganda side that the loyalists are strong and are going to help the country and give them the ways and means of doing that. He thinks it's important to have a reserve in case you have to commit it in other parts of the country where there may be trouble. He was informed fully on the military deployments and believes in those and thinks that the provisions are prudent. As I say, he does not seem to be worried about it. He thinks the OAS should be kept in the act. And all we're arguing about, Mr. President, is whether the timing of this statement makes OAS action more or less helpful. Bill Moyer's paragraph, which I somewhat share his judgment, though not so strongly, is a separate issue. But the thing the department is saying is if you put heat through the ticker tapes on the OAS in session, you may
get
a backfire.
All right, let's see if we can satisfy that bunch of damn sissies over there on that question. Let's cut out and let's just call them then and say that they're great statesmen. I'm expressing my opinion that it's important that OAS do something. I see nothing wrong with that. That's not any pressure or heat or anything else. I had to wake him up this morning. That was the pressure and the heat.
Rusk is calling me loud. Let me find out what he has to say.
Well, tell him I sure do want to make this statement, and I wish that they'd go on with it.
Aye, aye.
Whiting.